This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so cold, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be
take a deep breath and witness the day, if you will. What's your purpose in life today? I hope it's to move things ahead for you and your family and your loved ones. That certainly is my target. 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, one third of DJV. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. Also, follow the stars at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, and you can go to facebook.com/DJV Show as well. You can follow us. So we have some of the trending things, some of the pictures and video and stories of the day that we're talking about here. So, Jennifer, I would start with you as to trending stories or the things that you think. I'm looking at the list of items that have been big this week from Talkers Magazine, their top 10 stories, top 10 people. But I wonder, if you were putting the list together, what would you say, or what are you finding in your world is what's on most people's mind?
Well, I mean, clearly the inauguration
But you gave us
rules, right? You said, find something today that interests you that's not inauguration related.
Yes, I did say.
And so this isn't necessarily the top story of the week, but I think it's a good story of hope. I've been really, I think the pictures have drawn me in to that hotel in central Italy that had the avalanche on top of it. Did you see the pictures of this?
Wow.
They had a series of earthquakes in Italy, and I guess these people at this property had asked for help to be removed because they feared that an avalanche was coming. And then, sure enough, there was an avalanche that blocked them into this hotel. And it was, I mean, as of last night when I went to bed, they didn't think anybody was alive. Well, this morning, it looks like 6 people have actually been found alive in there. So I was encouraged because I think that's a good story. I mean, so often we hear death and destruction, but we forget about the people who actually go in and pull people out.
Yeah, right.
So, story of hope, I think, for those 6 people.
How about you, Victoria?
Well, I was looking at on Twitter what's trending in my neck of the woods, and Miguel Ferrer, the actor from NCIS Los Angeles, passed away yesterday.
Really?
And, so everyone's paying tribute to him. And one of the things I did not know about him is that he's George Clooney's cousin. And George Clooney...
Yes, Mel Ferrer, his father, as I think his sister was married to Nick Clooney, if I remember the...
Rosemary Clooney is Miguel Ferrer's mother, we figured it out. Yeah, and that's George's aunt.
He'd had a stroke, but he'd stayed on the program, interestingly enough. Did you know that? Does it say that in the story?
I did not know that. I thought he had a battle with cancer.
Well, I think he had but he also had a stroke that may have been related to that. But when you saw him on the show, you could tell that something had happened.
Oh.
And whether it became part of it, I don't watch that show enough to know what all the storylines are.
Mm-hmm.
But the obvious, the reality, the witness that you would hear, that you would see or follow, there was that his speech was changed and you could watch him as he walked around. He was the sort of second in command at the NCIS office. That was the role he played. And when he first came on the show, he was a nemesis to Hetty's character, the short lady whose name I can't remember now, but she's been an actress and very successful in Hollywood for a long time. Anyway, she runs the office, and this guy was trying to... Yeah, it's a whole long... I'm not going to get into the inner workings of it. But he's been a family actor, if you will, all of his adult life. I don't know if it gives you the IMDb of him.
Well, apparently he was in RoboCop, and he was on Twin Peaks, and a lot. And so George Clooney said, Miguel made the world brighter and funnier, and his passing is felt so deeply in our family. And he said, and a lot of people are paying tribute to him online. I guess NCIS was the last major thing that he did.
Yeah.
He had throat cancer, by the way. That's what.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Miguel, his mother, Rosemary Clooney, was married to the actor Mel Ferrer, who was his father. That was it. Okay, that's the... That was the thread. I just checked that out. Yeah, and that's more or less, I think, what you said. I think he did have throat cancer, but I think there was a complication I saw, unless I was wrong in what I read. It all got complicated with a stroke, and all that stuff, you know, plays together. Can't be.
Yeah, you're not the only one. A lot. That's what they're saying, that a lot of people noticed on the show that he had slurred speech and seemed to be acting a little bit different. Maybe part of his face was droopy, and they had suspected that he had a stroke.
Yeah, mm. Yeah. So, anyway.
He's only 61.
Huh? Mm. Really? Ooh.
Yeah. So young.
That should kind of do all that smoking, man.
Was he a smoker?
You look at these people and you can
do
almost...
Do you know that for sure?
Do we know that? I would be willing to guarantee that he was a smoker just by looking at him. So you can do your little bit of research and see. What. It's always fun to prove me wrong, but I would be willing to stake money on the fact that he was a big smoker. Okay. So, take it from there.
We'll see what we can find.
see what you can find. Yeah, yeah, it's always good to try to make a boss look bad. Ooh.
And in better news, guys, more positive news, today is also National Cheese Lovers Day. So,
really?
If you're looking for something to celebrate besides the inauguration, then you can go home and eat lots of cheese. That's what I'm going to do.
Cheese. All right. So then, with that in mind, let us spend some time with food news in a moment here. It's 13 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $80 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $80 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/21/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Okay, so we're having a debate among ourselves as to whether Miguel Ferrer died because he was a smoker or not. he died of cancer and complications from cancer. There's a story that I'm referencing in Entertainment Weekly that makes reference to an image of him promoting a kit to have people, serious smokers, quit smoking. That's all that I can find about that, but I think the inference, I mean, is it important to the story? The only thing in my bias, and I have a complete, and I admit having a complete bias against smoking, it's to kill my mother at 50. It's a horrible thing. And, you know, the ladies have both said that I ought not to say on the air that he was definitely a smoker. But
for something like that, you want to be accurate because you never know what people's battles are personally.
We all admit that smoking is bad. I just think it's a little insulting to someone if you claim that they're a smoker and that's why they died when they didn't have anything to do with that.
I think that that may be, but you also know that I have a certain maturity and certain experiences, and I'm pretty good at telling whether or not people are smokers by looking at them. And I'm not going to change my story. You can criticize me if you want to, but I'm just telling you, I don't.
Don't take it personally.
I'm not taking it personally. I'm just telling you that the guy, I would be willing to go out on almost any limb there is, and somebody would be happy to saw it off that the guy was a smoker.
Well, his father died of colon cancer, and his mother died of lung cancer. So yeah. I'm finding things saying that he didn't smoke because of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope he didn't. Maybe he didn't. Anyway, it's neither here. At this point, the guy's dead, and not much you can do to change that. His mother was Rosemary Clooney, and she was, you know, the thing about that era, Rosemary Clooney, very famous singer and actress. Her brother, Nick Clooney, is George Clooney's father. That's how that all fits together.
Right.
Nick Clooney was a newsman, and the Clooneys all came from Cincinnati. And Nick Clooney stayed there. He was a local news anchor for a long, long time and did some other national stuff as well. You can see him now in the PBS music series that is a part of what their Begathons are. Very, very. I remember interviewing him three or four times. He was on his – when I was there, the two big news anchors in Cincinnati on the – I believe it was the NBC station was Nick Clooney. On the ABC station was Jerry Springer. Now you can imagine how that went. And they were not friends. They were not, they okay.
Competitors, but, yeah.
Yeah, they were not friends. But I had them both on I did an afternoon program there for a couple of years, and they were both on my program. And I found them both very interesting for different reasons. Nick was just a gentleman. My God, he was as fine a guy as you could possibly run across. Just
so is
very,
George Clooney. A fine guy.
Well, I think George Clooney is a lot like his father that way. I think George Clooney is a real gentleman, too, from what I gather. I don't know. I never met the guy, but he comes across that way. Anyway, so that's a Cincinnati lore. But the point I was trying to make is that during the era of the 50s and 60s, the 40s even, she was sort of a saloon singer. And very popular, but she was a smoker. And most people were smokers at the time. Now, whether that plays into what his concern about his father and mother dying of cancer and what caused it and that sort of thing, it's just that everybody was a smoker at that time. And the people
didn't
who grew up.
Didn't they say to smoke for health in a lot of advertisements?
Oh, yeah. Right. Ronald Reagan promoted Camels, telling people they were the greatest thing on the. There were doctors who would go on the air. Radio and more television and in magazines. You can see old Life magazines. Dr. such and such and so and so smokes Lucky Strikes because they're much better for you than Camels. You know?
Jeez.
Well, yeah. And that's why I was so shocked about the e-cigarettes and how they got popular, because I felt like it followed the exact same trend that cigarettes followed, where it just came out and there was no proof of it being, you know, good for you at all, or, you know, they would promote one cigarette brand over the other saying it was healthier, and I was like, this is the exact same thing with tobacco.
Yeah.
That, you know, e-cigarettes is
and the fact that we as a country allow those companies to kill as many millions of people. You talk about, I mean, they kill more people than any war that we've ever been in. More people have died of smoking cigarettes than any war or any combination of wars ever fought. 21 after the hour here.
Big non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hour here on a light and lively Friday. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, in the musical spotlight at the moment. She could be giving more life to a forthcoming Drake project. Interview that she gave to E.T. She said, quote, "He asked me to do a song with him, and that's what we've been working on. We'll see if it's on his next album," she said. Isn't this, she's supposed to be dating this guy, right?
Yeah, according to their Instagram pages, yes, but they haven't publicly confirmed it.
Right. And he's, what, 24 and she's 50 or something? What's the age difference?
He's 30 and she's 46?
Really? Good God, can you imagine a woman dating a younger man? 16 years? Wow.
I can imagine that. Drake is a little old for her because she's been dating like in the early 20s. So.
Yeah, I wonder why. Can't imagine.
She can. She's got a lot of energy. She looks great. More power to her.
Yeah.
A lot of energy is
important. We don't even look one bit at when a man does something like that. But, right. You know, when a woman does it, something must be going on there. Good for her.
Sometimes the women look at it and think, do I want to do this? Okay, next on the musical block here, Lady Antebellum with a new single and a new tour announced yesterday. I never understood, maybe you can help me, both of you, I think we actually talked about this before, why she or it is called Lady Antebellum.
After one of the mansions.
I know, I understand that, but what isn't there, this is a one, the woman, her mother was on tour with Kenny Rogers.
This is fun to actually hear you glue this all together.
Yeah,
I have no idea what anyone's talking about. This is a three-person group. I'm going to help you out. Hillary Scott is the female voice that you hear. Hillary Scott is the daughter of Linda Davis, who was a country singer during the 90s. She duetted with Reba, most famously.
Touring with what's his face now? With Roy.
Who is now retired from touring. But yeah, at one point, she toured with Kenny Rogers. Yes.
He's not retired. He just did his whole Christmas thing.
I think this is his last year.
Yeah, he's done now.
Okay. Should have been done last year.
He's like 80 something, isn't he?
Now, the other person in this band, well, there's two, but one of the others is actually Josh Kelly's brother, Charles Kelly, who is Katherine Heigl's brother-in-law.
Huh.
There you go.
Good going, Jennifer.
Wow. Ah.
But all these connections, we went through the Clooney family, and now we've just gone through the Davis family or the Antebellum family. Anyway, my name is George Antebellum. How do you do?
So wait, can I go back really quick? What's Lady Antebellum then? The name, like what? That's a,
yeah,
that's
why
a house?
The name?
That's a mansion.
It just came from an Antebellum mansion. It's like a southern mansion, basically. They call it the old Antebellum.
Oh, okay.
Still doesn't make, you're right, Victoria. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think they were looking at something. I don't know. They were like performing somewhere in the area where they have the Antebellums. And I think they needed a name for their band, and I think that's where it came from. Something like that.
Okay, then I'm going to call.
Okay.
I'm going to start a musical group. I'm going to call it the Manures, because that's what I see on the farm. How about that? Wouldn't that be a cool name?
Well, it would be probably Doug applicable Steffen. To the music that you're playing.
Crap. Exactly. It's all crap.
All right. Quincy Jones, speaking of crap, is in court, dispute with the Michael Jackson estate, because the estate did this. My guess is that Sony Music did this. They sort of screwed around with the remake of the Michael Jackson production. I can't imagine Michael Jackson would not do this to Quincy Jones.
Right. I don't think so either. Yeah.
So under the circumstances, what's he looking for? What's rightfully his? And the soundtrack album from This Is It, right?
Well, yeah, the final film that Michael Jackson was a part of before he died was called This Is It. And Quincy Jones is saying that Sony remixed his songs and didn't give him any royalties for it. That's essentially what this is.
I can't imagine. Any scumbags in Hollywood? Come on. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of things are changing in the medical profession for people, and so changing for the medical profession for pets, too. For example, there's a lot of alternative pet care out there. What is alternative pet care? It's a little bit different. It's kind of what I like to call integrative pet care, where they use conventional methods in conjunction with things like aromatherapy, massage, chiropractics. Don't laugh now. There's yoga. They call it doga, crystals, acupuncture, herbal remedies. Do they really work? If you go to a doctor who practices integrative medicine, very often what they do, the veterinarian will take real conventional veterinary practices and put them together with the so-called alternative pet care. And it really makes a difference. Right now, for example, my own German Shepherd is receiving acupuncture. He's on medication as well, but he's receiving acupuncture and he's doing great. So if you're not getting the results, you might want to speak to your doctor about looking for an alternative. There are alternative vets out there. Using both can make all the difference. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym. Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors. Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
No, we're shaking you off. I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know. No, we're shaking you off. I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. And every time I go out, yeah, I hear it from this one, hear it from that one.
Hey, for America.
In my bed, maybe I'm just a fool.
Am I here by myself?
No.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't stereo.
Ah, it wasn't stereo. Hi, everybody. 34 after the hour. Inauguration day. We're happy. Well, we're happy because this is. I'm happy because what it signified, even though it sounds trite, this election and the fact that we have a change in government. No revolution. Nobody got shot. And it's the transfer of power that's, you know, kind of
peaceful transfer of power. It's what we celebrate in this country.
It is. That's what we should be celebrating. I think, anyway. It's been my observation that when you are depressed, don't have a lot of energy, it may be because you have no sense of purpose. And I don't say that to criticize those who would be critical of this election or this person. But I think there's a bigger thing. I hope to see the big picture sooner or later. The passion I find in Trump, passion. I don't know what his real goals are. He says it's to make America great again. What does that mean? I don't know what it means. But I like his passion. He has a purpose. And it doesn't seem to me that it's all about him. Because he doesn't really need this. He wanted to do this because it was another goal to achieve. But does he need the money? No, he doesn't need the money. He's not even going to take his pay. He doesn't. He's not doing it for that. People.
He'll probably lose money, actually.
Yeah, right. Detractors say, oh, he could make deals that would make him rich. Hey, that's a speculative thing from people that don't like him. I think this is a bigger world, bigger. The fear stuff, I'm sorry about. The worry. There's a concern. We all have concerns. We wake up every day with concerns, right? And I hope you don't start your day by saying, what if a bus runs me over? No. What if it's a beautiful sunny day and I really enjoy myself? How about that? Hello to Jacob and Howard and Jeb and Scott listening to the program today. Speaking of names on the people chart at Talkers Magazine, every week there's a list of the items and the people who are big in the trending department. The research at Talkers suggests this week the people who have been discussed more than any other people in news talk radio situations include Lady Gaga at number 10, Noor Salman at number 9. Should I admit I don't know who that is?
That you do know who that is. You just don't remember her name. She's the Muslim reporter who wears the hijab and wanted. We talked about this a few months ago.
No, Noor Salman is the wife of the Orlando nightclub shooter who got arrested. She aided and abetted her husband.
So what I'm talking about then is the other Noor who got her face. She is the reporter who wears the hijab, who wants to be the first Muslim reporter on TV, reporter on TV. Uh-huh. Her face got put on a lot of different news articles that were circulated around mistaken identity for the actual wife of the shooter in Orlando.
Right.
So that's the secondary story to that because they both have the same first name. Yeah.
You're telling me something I didn't know. I bet a lot of the audience didn't know that either. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the update. Number 8, Bad Vlad. Number 7, Chelsea Manning. And I guess the connection to Julian Assange. Number 6, Stephen Munchkin. How do we really pronounce his name? I like
Stephen
Munchkin.
Mnuchin.
Okay. Munchkin's better. Tom Price, number 5. Betsy DeVos, number 4. Man, has she gotten it in the neck from a lot of people that don't like her. For reasons that may or may not be good reasons to not like her. Mike Pence, number 3. Barack Obama, number 2. Donald Trump, number 1. All right, so that's a list. Anybody want to add names to that list? I think the discussion about Noor Salman is very interesting and maybe the most interesting. Everybody else knows all the rest of the reason for those names being there. The mistaken identity thing, that happens to people all too, especially now in this age when everybody wants to be first with a story and the kinds of mistakes that come as a result of that.
Yep.
I think that's really, it is, it's a mess, you know. It's
somebody did a Google image search for the name Noor and the wrong woman popped up.
Bang, boom.
Yep.
You're in and you're out, as it were. All right, so I was looking again at that book, The Trump Survival Guide, and then looking at some of the things that are happening today and tonight and tomorrow in Washington. Kara said that she came to work this morning at, 3 o'clock, and there was a motorcade at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I got stuck
really?
In a police motorcade at 4, and I was like, what the heck is going on? I thought there was an accident because everybody was going really slow. You don't normally get traffic backups at 4 in the morning.
No.
But, yeah, there were a couple of big buses and a bunch of police, so I don't know who it was. They weren't advertising on the side who was on the bus. I don't know why. But, it was pretty interesting.
One wonders if Donald Trump, man of strong words and strong intentions, what his character is all about. The quote of the day today is appropriate as it applies to the Donald Trump appearance. I guess that in the cowboy sense, he's saddling up and he's ready for his ride. John Wayne said, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway. I don't get the sense outwardly that Donald Trump is afraid, but let's face it, even if you're a superhuman, when you're about to do what he's about to do, you've got to be taking something to keep your digestive process working well.
I was watching him at, you know, part of the kickoff for the inaugural ceremonies is they, Mike Pence and Donald Trump went to Arlington Cemetery to the Tomb of the Unknowns, basically, and they lay a wreath there. And watching that, I was like, whoa, this is where it gets real. You know, this is where it must sink in. I mean, there's a lot of fighting. You want to win.
Yeah.
You know, it feels more like a game. And then when you're there, and I mean, that must be your come to Jesus moment when you realize, okay, I signed up for this.
Wow. Yeah, you wanted this. Who's Brian Littrell?
Who's in the Backstreet Boys.
What's his political axe? Do you know?
I have no idea.
So I see a quote from him here. And the quote of the day from the music world comes from Brian Littrell. And he was asked about President-elect Trump and why he's larger than life. And he said because of his character, his belief, and his... Can I say it?
I'm just laughing about Larger Than Life, which is a Backstreet Boys song.
Right.
His character, his beliefs, and his balls.
Oh, and by the way, I guess he's a Trump supporter. I just did a quick Google search on him.
Yeah, I would say that.
He said Hollywood needs to chill out on Trump.
Yeah,
and he said
give
he
it a rest.
He could perform at the inauguration.
Yeah.
Well, they must have something coming up because they were on The Bachelor on Monday, so they're trying to be in the news as much as possible, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so now it's time for Biff and Biff to bring us up to date some of the sports stories. I saw, do you know who Buzz Williams is, ladies?
No. Buzz Williams.
Buzz Williams is the basketball coach at Virginia Tech.
Okay.
His team has won 6 straight. The last one was Wednesday's win over Florida State in the tournaments. He is trending today because there's a video that's gone viral, players being told why it's important to respect the national anthem. And so this is an older, what you're seeing as he talks about the Star Spangled Banner is not something that's new, even though it's just gone viral this week. He said before a game, quote, "We didn't earn those chairs," talking to the bench. "Your talent didn't earn those chairs. How tall you are, how fast you run, how well you shoot didn't earn those chairs. Me drawing up a play, me recruiting hard, me working hard, I didn't earn that chair. The guys, when they were your age, interrupted their life. They paused their education. They changed their career. They gave their life for those chairs. Do you understand what I'm saying? Not us. And so when the national anthem is played, we're going to stand like grown men. And we're going to honor men like this who gave their life so we could have a chair to sit in." And then the song is played. Somebody sings it. "When that happens," he says, "we're going to stand at attention and honor these men. We're not going to sway back and forth. We're not messing with our shorts. We're not messing with our jersey. We're not messing with our hair. Those 2.5 minutes we're going to give to the people who earned those chairs for us, because that freedom allows us to do what we're doing." So apparently this was posted in November, and it has gone viral on Facebook this week. And so a lot of people are using this as and I think it's a good one, actually. There's always a good counter. There's always action and reaction. And obviously this is reaction to Colin Kaepernick and his thoughts on the national anthem and others.
Or Colin Kaepernick. But
All right. So that's my sports story.
I love that, by the way.
Yeah. Who's got the Oakland Raiders? You get that taken care of?
I could do that one, I guess. Right? Because I've been talking about this drama. And to recap where we are, a few years ago, the Rams, the Raiders, and the Chargers all wanted to relocate to Los Angeles. We know that the Rams got the okay. The Chargers just announced that they're coming to Los Angeles for 2017-2018 season. Well, Oakland has said, wait a second, we're left out here in the cold. We want to go somewhere, too. So why not go to someplace warm and dry and awesome to play football? That would be Las Vegas. I wouldn't want to play football there. The Oakland Raiders have taken their next step in their push to move to Las Vegas. They filed paperwork to relocate to the city. And the NFL confirmed that the application had been received, saying it would be reviewed by league staff as well as stadium and finance committees. The Raiders would need 24 of 32 of the team owners to approve relocation in a vote that could come probably in March. Mark Davis, who's the owner of the Raiders, has been firm in his commitment to moving the franchise to Las Vegas. In October, the governor of Nevada, Brian Sandoval, signed a bill approved by the state legislature for $750 million in public funding towards a $2 billion stadium project. So it looks like it's going to happen. It's on its way.
No reason for the public to put a penny into this. That's outrageous. Okay.
Well, sometimes they think it's
reinvestment. Nobody should do it. I think it's outrageous.
That was what was so appealing about Stan Kroenke and the Rams for Los Angeles, is that a lot of this was brought in with his own money.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go to New York now from Los Angeles and bring in Biff Keelan for the story of the next ambassador to Britain being a sports figure of sorts. Yeah.
Woody Johnson, who owns the New York Jets. It was unofficially announced yesterday. Trump has made him the ambassador to Britain. And apparently they were at a lunch together, and Trump kind of didn't officially announce it, but basically said, you know, I'm sitting next to the ambassador, Woody Johnson, going to St. James. And he said, congratulations. And it's not a formal announcement yet, but Johnson is absolutely considered to be a favorite for the job. And I don't think he's going to get any opposition. He's a billionaire businessman. He's a part of the Johnson & Johnson pharmaceutical company.
Yep.
And apparently he and Trump have been friends for a long time.
As opposed to the SC Johnson company, which is a different family. All right, that's that story. 47 after. Give us a minute, and then our television report for today and this weekend.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. In store only, ends January 21st, limit 2.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, let's get at this. Who watched good TV last night? Besides, was there anything on? Well, I think it was a lot of inaugural stuff. What did I watch?
I watched Donald Trump talk to his donors at a inaugural ball, pre-inauguration ball in D.C. It was funny.
Was it nice? Good?
I thought so.
Yeah. Be a lot more of that tonight, I'm guessing. So what else is on today and or tonight? Certainly the coverage begins right after the morning shows on television, I would guess, and there will be a lot of radio shows that will go to the event as well and broadcast the affair. Supposedly, the march up the Pennsylvania Avenue is going to be short, the shortest inaugural parade in history, I saw.
Yeah, only a mile and a half, something like that.
Yeah.
But he's got his lunch at night. The schedule goes, he'll take office at
noon.
At noon, and then he will be doing the luncheon at 12:30, I believe, East Coast time. Then he does the walk, the parade route, and then basically it's balls. He has got, gosh, I think three or four that are going to happen between 7 and about 10 or 11 o'clock that he and Mike Pence go to. They pop in on each one, so that'll be the TV coverage tonight. There are new episodes, by the way, if politics are not your thing. Blue Bloods is new. All the CBS shows are new tonight, so you can check that out as well.
Yeah, all right. So that's it, and have a good weekend watching whatever it is that you like to watch as well. 10 minutes for the hour here with DJV.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef. What's for supper? Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie.info. Let's fix it.
Now, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, and our focus would normally be travel with Pauline Frommer, but she's traveling, which is what she does for a living. Hello, knock, knock. So she's not able to be with us today, so we're going to have some an update on some important food news. And I start that. This program is brought to you in part, as most of you know, I hope most of you know, our passion for blood flow and circulation and healthy blood pressure and a healthy body, wrapped around the message from the folks that make Super Beets. Very convenient, very handy, very good, very honest. This is an honest product. And these folks have introduced something else called Heart Greens. And it's the same sort of thing. It's a powerhouse combination of greens, kale. That's the big thing now, Victoria. Everybody wants to have kale in their salad or in their smoothie or whatever, along with spinach. So these two things have been put together. They together support nitric oxide production like the Super Beets do. So you have now two choices, daily sources of dietary nitrates from either greens or reds. You don't like beets and you like greens? Then you can get this same product in the same way from the same company. It's very easy. They're ingested. This is how this works, by the way. Dietary nitrates are ingested, whether in the greens or in the beets. Nitrates are converted to nitrites. Nitrites are converted to nitric oxide. Nitric oxide circulates through the body through the bloodstream, opens up your arteries, so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. It is a super way to become super fit. It is a super food. The combination of things these people have been able to come up with are extraordinary. So if you want to feed your heart, you can do it well. The heart greens that I'm talking about are great for your heart. So in a sense, it's two different products that have two different reasons for being. The greens are good for your heart. That's the pump that is affected by super beets when you open up the arteries to get the blood out in your body. Needs a good strong pump to push them, and that's where the heart greens come in, the nitrates that are really good for your heart. But as far as I'm concerned, the two go hand in hand because they are just, you know, the normal thing is for us as we get older for our arteries to get a little harder, a little smaller, and the blood pressure goes up, so you don't want that. Take one of these, a glass of super beets every day and a glass of heart greens, and you will never have that problem. I think I can be safe in saying it. And it's a guaranteed product, too, by the way. You like it or you don't like it. You like it, you keep it and get some more. Don't like it, you send it back, get your money back. That's how it works. So if you're in or up for either or both of these products to maintain your blood pressure and get blood everywhere to keep your body healthy, then you call 800-655-4183. Tell them you're listening to Doug, or you can go online to DougLikesBeets.com and order there as well. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets and Heart Greens when you order for the first time. And you get the book Beat the Odds. You have free shipping. It's all a great combination of things. That the best part of the bottom line in the reasoning department is that this is so good for you, you will never want to stop. And you'll feel it immediately. That's what's also super, as we all have felt here. 800-655-4183. Dream about a good, healthy body. Get one. Go to DougLikesBeets.com online if you want to order there. That's DougLikesBeets.com.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the have and the have-done. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Hi, this is probably, Victoria, more animals in the news than it is food in the news.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking this week. I think you and I spent some time talking about what cows like to eat, bread and cakes and cookies and all that sort of thing. They have a real sweet tooth. So this week, traveling on a highway in Wisconsin, a truck turned over and hundreds of thousands of bags of Skittles spilled onto the highway. The back of the truck, the Skittles were meant to be fed to cows. They're rejects from the factory, and they give them to farmers to feed to the cows. It actually is a good, if you are feeding cows feed that may be a little questionable that they don't quite like, that you know, they're maybe messing with it a little bit. It's kind of like, you know, like eating your peas and you want to put something on it to get you to eat them. Well, that's what this stuff does. They put Skittles on to feed the cows don't like, and then the cows eat all the feed and they eat the Skittles too. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Who knew?
And also, spilled Skittles helps if you're on an icy road. They provide traction on an icy road. That's good news.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.